One's a vegan. The other's a cripple. No, it doesn't matter what they are. The show sucks. You're listening to Rantspeak with Samaria and Smokehouse. Rant Radio Talk.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. Think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. All you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight, and it feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
Good evening, my listeners.
I don't hurt anybody by walking barefoot. I don't hurt anybody by working in the garden. I don't hurt anybody by just running around at night. I don't hurt anybody.
It's time for Rant Speak. And the backing track is The Thrill Kill Cult. And I'm not quite loud enough. I'm not quite trebly enough. Treble, little less bass. That's better. Let's get that going. There we go. Now you can hear me. Can't stand it when it sounds like crap. That's much better. Much, much better. Good evening to a very special edition of Rantspeak. Because tonight we have a release. A release that you've been waiting for forever. Well, at least 4 or 5 weeks, I think. It's Patrolling Season 1, Episode 8. Are you excited? I know I'm excited. Because I'm finally getting it out there. So that'll be released at the end of the show tonight. And we're going to give Smokey a call here. And I just sent him the show outline. A little late. But, went out to see a movie tonight. What the hell is that kind of error? Range check error with Skype. Access violation. Range check error. No, this doesn't look good at all. It's pretty crashy. What do I have open? Holy crap, I have a lot of stuff open. Let me just close some video editing and audio editing stuff here. Because normally I don't have that open while Skype is running, obviously. Oh my goodness, it's crashed really bad. Yeah, I'm sure you're all very interested in all my errors on my computer screen here. Wow. Skype, where are you in my little services here? There you are, let's end that process. And try it once more. If it doesn't work, I don't know what we'll do. Because that would be very bad. Uh-oh, it's not working. That's not good. Range check error. Okay. We're going to have to work on the fly here. And see what I can do with this. I'm going to shut down a whole bunch of services. And shut down Notepad. Like, that would work. Really help things. Shut down Firefox. Let's shut down ICQ. Shut down Explorer. Shut down another Notepad. Richard, yes, I know I don't have to do the show. All you people are here for is only for patrolling. I know. You hate the show, and you're only here to egg me on to get what you want. Come on, Skype. Oh, you bitch. Oh, it's not working. What is going on? That's not good. Okay, what I'm going to do is upgrade Skype and see if there's a newer version. And that may help it. Otherwise, there's no Skype happening tonight. Oh, actually, I'm just going to have to reboot because that's a big part of the show. Having the phone ins and stuff. Okay, we're going to do... we're going to download Skype here. Just let me go get go to the webpage here. Have some music. You know, know what I'm going to do? While you're waiting, I'm going to play a new song by Porn on Beta. This is a very, very early mix of a new Porn on Beta cover song. And it is Ocean Blues by Tom Cochran, if you can believe that. And this is a very rough mix. Please, please, please do not judge this as the final mix. But here it is. Ocean Blues by Porn on Beta. You enjoyed that stall for time there. Jesus, Skype is taking so long to download.
No, Mother, I'm fine. You won't believe what's happened to me.
What a weird
song. I'm seeing the whole country.
Song
Wait,
in the background.
Mother, I want to tell you all about it.
That's weird. So Skype is taking forever. It still says there's 50 seconds to download. Then I got to install it. I've already told Smokey that I'm having trouble with Skype. So, anyway, let's kind of get on with the show while I'm waiting, I guess. Let me just try and load Skype once more. I've shut down a bunch more of stuff. No. Piece of crap. And, no, it didn't work. So, let me just load up the show outline. It sounded like a bunch of people enjoyed that song there. And that's the newest cover from Porn on Beta that we did last week. I laid down the vocals and the guitarist came over and did that. So it sounds like everybody liked it, which is good. 97%. Listener's email. Let's get into that. Sean Kennedy, you're a badass. I enjoy watching and reading everything you produce. My family likes your content, too. I'm 16 and live in Southern California. I hope to move to Canada. Hope to move to Canada to get out of this fucked up country known as America. I've cut my television usage down dramatically. I get all my news from the net, and everything that sounds right to me, I believe. I stumbled upon Rant Media when figuring out the radio and TV feature of Winamp. I've been hooked ever since. Thanks, SK, for showing the world how fucked it up, but it really is out there. I hope more people learn about your work. Ultra Wog Enthusiast, Colin. So let's launch Skype. Just installed it. It's working. Well, that's exciting. So let's get back to the regularly scheduled show and give Smokey a... Oh, what the fuck? You know what? I'm going to have to reboot to get this working. It's being a complete bitch. I can't switch the... It loaded a bit better. Oh, maybe this is going to work. Maybe. It's kind of erroring constantly. Oh, no. Uh-oh. There's like... 20 errors on my screen now. It's taking over my screen. Oh my god.
Did you figure it out yet?
Holy crap. Who's it phoning? Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but it's like phoning at the same time. Can you hear the ringing?
It rang and I answered it, but I can't hear the ringing on your end.
Oh my god, it's like continuously ringing. There's like complete errors going on with Skype here.
Something's weird because my computer's not acting right either. Something in the air, man. Something screwed up.
Oh good, it stopped ringing. That's a good thing. It's not going to last. So we'll just work with it for now.
I hate the internet.
The internet is the sucksor.
Yes, it is.
So I'm going to play... Well, actually, we'll go through the first part here. So, everybody in the IRC, there's tons of people. As usual, there's a little bit more tonight. I have no idea why.
Oh, I have no idea why, no.
But the people in the IRC that are chatting right now, Terrell, Wolf, Zeruth, Spyco, Lizard, Mary Rebel Virgin, Redman, Cobra... Speaker, Dathis, Test Subject, Osmo, Liquid Blue, and that's all the people that are really, really, really chatting. And you can get into the IRC by going to rantradio.com, clicking on chat on the left-hand side, and there's full instructions there.
Yay. That's all I got, man.
You got a big yay.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay. There's the link to the RantSpeak website where you can download all the archives. Somebody actually emailed me today. Where are the archives? Well, they're right.
Somebody posted that in the IRC too. Where are the archives? Click on the page, you'll find them.
Yeah, they're really hidden. We try and hide them really cleverly, but people find them anyway.
Everybody is so lazy to read. I don't understand that. It's like, read, click, read, click. It's not hard.
I know.
And people wonder why we live in a fat society. If you're too lazy to click, you don't deserve to live.
Click or die.
Yeah, that's like vote or die. That worked out really well, too. Vote or die.
Well, a lot of people did vote, didn't they? Big, huge turnout.
Yeah, but I don't think vote or die helps a whole lot.
No, not really. Did you see the South Park episode?
I heard about it, the turd sandwich and the giant douche. I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
Oh, yeah.
It was really funny.
It was quite funny. And Puff Daddy was in the episode, not his real voice, but he was going around pointing guns at everyone, saying vote or die.
He's
the one saying that, so it was quite
funny. I guess he's been talking now. He sort of wishes that he hadn't, used stuff like that because it didn't work out so well for him.
Not really. Not probably the person he wanted to get into office did, but
no,
he didn't specify who he wanted to get into office, so therefore his message did work.
So now he's mad. And that's okay. I think it's funny. Anything that happens that leaves Michael Moore speechless for 2 days, I'm all for.
You're all for that?
The man had nothing to say for 2 days.
Is his website back up now, or...?
It's back up now, and it's full of propaganda now about election rigging, and it's just brutal. And something about the United States of Canada, there's like a big picture there, and he's completely lost his fucking mind. It's great.
Well, he's not out of a job, because if Bush didn't win, he'd have nothing to complain about, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's true. So I don't know why he's so upset.
Everything would be good in the world, and he would be... I don't know what he'd have to do. I don't know what kind of job he's qualified for.
He can get a job at, like, Krispy Kreme or Mr. Donut or something.
Too much fun.
I know, that makes you so mad.
It does, no. I'm not a big, huge Michael Moore supporter. I like the way his movies, but he's a bit extreme.
Yeah, he's a little bit too far left.
A little bit too far, yeah.
A little bit.
Not quite balanced enough for me.
But
if you want to send in your mugshots, you can email them to me, info@rantradio.com. You can also help Rant Radio out by telling somebody about Rant or one of the things that you like. And we've got some emails of people doing that. Mm-hmm. And you can check out the project's listings in the forums here if you have some skills, some elite skills. And there's going to be a new one up there pretty soon for the DVD cover for the Patrolling DVD set, because that is going to come up soon, because this is the 8th episode coming out tonight. Out of 10, I have set the limit. There's enough for 10 episodes, which is nice.
There's 10?
A nice round number, right? And I don't know how many DVDs that'll fit on. Three or four DVDs that I'm aiming for.
I'd go for like... Four.
It looks like four, because if I put out four, the 10th episode will go on the fourth one, then I can include a bunch of extras on the fourth DVD.
Right.
It'll be nice when dual layer DVDs come down in price from like $10 if you order 500 of them to...
They are ungodly expensive.
Oh, just outrageous. And just about every DVD player supports dual layer, so they got to come down soon. Sometime.
I was in the store the other night, and it was like... $35 American for a 3-pack.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, screw you.
I can wait. Yeah.
I mean, I'll buy 100-pack of single layer online for $25 and be done with it.
Yeah, and glue them together. Glue the two sides together so people can flip them over.
Yeah, I don't need it that badly. You know?
Not quite yet.
No.
If you want to send in your news stories for this show, info@rantradio.com. People sent in a whole ton of them this week. I didn't note them down, but I will note them down next week.
I see that. It's like a page full of links, and I actually have to look at the browser now to pay attention. This sucks, man.
Yeah, totally sucks. But at the cost of putting out Patrolling, which people actually want more. People mentioned in the IRC, it's like, just skip the show. Give us the Patrolling. Well, no, you're going to have to suffer. Just suffered through the
show.
Well,
I've suffered enough this week, so screw you.
So everyone else can suffer as well, eh? So do you have any DJ news in the
Do I have? Well, there's stuff coming, but nothing concrete yet.
Yeah, people have been sending a lot in, which is very encouraging.
Yeah, and I've been a little busy and distracted lately, so you'll have to forgive me.
Yeah.
But I would like to say that election night went really well.
Yeah, I listened in on that for, like, the majority of it. As soon as I got home, I turned it on, and I just didn't turn it off. It was really well covered.
It was very professional. Mm-hmm.
They got all the news out just as fast as the websites did on election updates.
Yeah.
And
I think we did just as well as the major networks did.
Oh, for sure.
And, of course, we signed off first, but we also called the winner first and got it right, so... Screw everybody.
Which wasn't too hard to call. I mean,
they drug that out way too long. It's like, give it up already.
They did. They're playing it pretty safe because of all the controversy last election. And, we don't want to call it too early. We're going to get in trouble. And
I mean, honestly, it really wasn't. It wasn't close at all.
No, it really wasn't. Bush led in the majority of the states.
Did you ever see the county by county map?
I didn't drill down that far, no.
It's almost, the entire country is almost completely red.
Wow.
Except for, like, the major population areas like San Francisco and Los Angeles and New York City.
All those hippie places, right?
Yeah, where all the hippies and liberals are, yeah. It was quite a convincing victory, no matter who says otherwise.
Yeah. It was kind of close. It wasn't a sweeping, huge, obviously won right from the start majority. It was within like 5-10%, right? It wasn't super lopsided, 70-30 or something.
No, they finally got all the votes finally counted.
How was the
all
end?
All the standard votes counted, and the margin got wider. So it was like 3% difference when they called it, and when they were done, it was like 5%.
Wow. Still relatively close in statistics, but it was Bush.
In the modern era, this is what's called a landslide now.
Yeah, I guess so, huh?
It's not like back in the Reagan days when he won election twice, so that's 100 states to win.
Oh, wow.
And he won like 96 of them.
Holy cow.
So, you know.
The people have spoken. That's who they want as their president.
Yes, they have, so stop bitching. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. It goes the majority. That's how it works in the U.S. So
yeah, it was fixed. It was fixed. No, John Kerry just lost.
Yeah,
he just lost.
Just lost, and now you have to deal with it for 4 years if you voted for him or if you didn't vote for him.
That's right.
So let's see. Ramp Media News, of course, the release tonight of Patrolling. Episode 8, Season 1. We're filming Season 2 every week now. We're back into the swing of things. Sean's got a whole bunch of ideas going for Season 2, and they're awesome, awesome ideas. I've already got the first episode of Season 2 laid out on paper, and you guys are going to just flip over it. It's really, really good. And this episode tonight is excellent as well. People who have not looked already, you can take a look at the pictures on the website for Patrolling. Let me just get that link for you. It's not in the...
Yeah, I don't have that.
No, it's not in the outline at all, actually, because this was thrown together because I was up to the last second editing this as well, because I went out to the movies tonight. Just barely squeezed that in. What was the name of the movie?
It left an impression on you, didn't it?
Well, it was not. It's not something that probably a lot of people have heard. Sean just called me up and said, "You want to go to this movie?" I'm like, "What is that? I have no idea." It's like what the hell? What the bleep are we doing or something?
Okay.
It's half documentary, sort of, and half bad movie.
You like those.
Well, it was really weird. I do like those. I like the documentaries a lot, but the acting in this was so atrociously poor, and I wish it was just all documentary.
Keep that in mind, Mr. Film in 2006.
Oh, definitely. Well, this won't be a documentary in 2006. This is a movie. I wouldn't say real.
Yeah, but you just said boring acting, right?
Well, yeah, I will have to keep that in mind. I know bad acting. I don't know how to act. But I know what bad acting is, so hopefully I'll be able to point it out where bad acting rears its ugly head.
I can do angry.
You can do. I've heard you're angry. You're angry is good.
You have no idea. You've heard mildly irritated.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard angry yet. Then okay.
Yeah.
We'll bill you as the angry cripple.
And the funny thing is, the angrier I get, the quieter I get.
Oh, an angry, brooding.
Because I do this sort of vibrating thing, and I start turning colors. And
oh, yeah, I saw you type that in the IRC. Sim is vibrating, or something. I don't know what that meant, but...
We're awful nervous. Somebody help me with the torrent seed.
Oh, right. Yeah, what?
I'm like, somebody help him. He's starting to vibrate.
And there's only two people seeding it. And then when I come back from the movie, there's 20. And I only told 6 people. So people are cheating. All you cheaters out there. Stop.
They can't keep secrets.
No, they can't. I know.
Somebody's asking me about it right now. And I'm like, I'm not getting anything from you. And I'm like, leave me alone.
Well, if people think about it, really, really, really hard, it's not difficult to figure out where the seeds are.
No.
It's hard to figure out the file names and all that, so.
I'm a little busy at the moment, too.
Yeah, doing kind of a show and stuff.
Show.
Mm-hmm. But this episode, you can see on the pictures there, it's about the AWOL bag, the long rumored, the long talked about in the Sean Kennedy radio show, AWOL bag. And Sean is going to go through it bit by bit. And also hand weapons, which people will like immensely. You can see there, he's holding an axe and a kukri there, and there's a little target just downrange. Very exciting. So there's no poll this week. I didn't even update the number. I was planning on doing a poll, but I was sidetracked by the movie.
So okay.
I'll do that next week, hopefully. Because I won't be working on an episode next week. Maybe bit by bit, but not down to the crunch wire kind of thing.
Okay.
Which is a good thing for the show. So it's time for the email, the reading of the email sent in by listeners. And I'm DeLang, and here is Strong Bad.
Email is awesome, email is weird, email is awesome, and email is weird, and I'll never forget the way it was, girl.
Now, why is Spyco saying that I sounded like I was from Brooklyn or some crap, he said? That's
weird. I have no idea, because you don't.
No, hoping I don't.
No.
Wow. That accent is pretty annoying. A Brooklyn accent.
Well, I mean, you're paying attention to someone in the IRC, so...
True, I am.
It's your own fault.
That's right. This one's from Joe. Skip the first one. I already went through that well. I was delaying.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
And go ahead and move to Canada, you little bastard. Nobody wants you anyway.
Keep up the good work. What? You hate that?
I hate that.
Love it or leave it kind of crap?
This place sucks. I'm going to leave. And I'm like, you don't even pay taxes. Shut up.
They're all too young to pay taxes. They don't even have jobs.
It's like, go up to Canada, pay their taxes, see how you like that.
Yeah, our taxes are bigger. But
a little bit higher.
We get a little bit more for them, but they are higher, so take your pick. Either go to the States and choose what your money goes to, or come to Canada and we'll choose for you.
Yeah, higher taxes and a weaker dollar. Go for it.
Joe says, keep up the good work. I started a rant following here in Illinois State University campus.
That's not far from me at all. That's like 40 miles from me.
Oh, wow. Danger. There are plans of brewing at Illinois State University campus.
Yeah, that's like a neighboring town.
What's that big, eh?
Yeah, it's Bloomington Normal. It's not very far from me at all.
Oh, wow. It's spreading white like wildfire. Thanks for opening our minds, Joe. No problem. Dark Nature says, I wanted to lavish some praise on you for the new Dark Atlas site. It rocks, dudes. Nice one. Well, that's all Crano's doing, so
yeah,
lavish it upon him.
That wasn't us. We just bitch-slapped him a little bit. And
that's right. We're using him.
That's right. So I'm good at that.
Crano's in the IRC right now. I don't know if he's active, but that's
yeah,
that's
he
his,
is.
That's
he's around.
Doing. That's cool. So if he's listening, right on, Crano.
It's pretty.
It is the pretty... Apex says, yo, I've been watching the TV show on Winamp for quite a while now. Well, you got to turn it off because it repeats after a while.
Yeah, it does.
And I got to tell you, it has changed my perspective on quite a few things. I appreciate the shows you put on and thank you for a new look on life. Patrolling rocks! I'm trying to change a lot of my life to focus more on function than anything else. And I thank you again for this knowledge. Continue with the great project, guys. It makes a difference. Thanks again.
What did I tell you about doing that?
Strong Bad does it.
Yeah, but you're not as cool as him.
True.
And he's a cartoon, man.
I want to be a cartoon, too.
It's like people expect him to be an asshole, and people expect me to be an asshole, but they don't expect you to be an asshole.
True. Okay.
These poor guys are like, Tim, you're so cool, and you make fun of them. Damn.
But it's so convenient with Microsoft Word underlining the spelling errors.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I won't
know.
Do it again. I won't do it again. It is
okay.
Kind of it's ignorant. Thanks
you
again.
Poor guy.
Poor Apex Pusher. Thanks again, Apex Pusher. Well, thank you for all the praise. Ben Yoder says, hey, you guys are awesome. I haven't heard some of the songs you're playing in such a long time. It's great to know that there are people who still love and enjoy this kind of music. I listen to the station every day at work, and I'll be honest, I've caught I've been caught rocking out in my cubicle a few times, but it's all good. Thanks for keeping this music alive.
Okay.
No problem. Rocking out.
I would like details to, you know, getting caught rocking out in the cubicle. What does that entail?
Yeah, did you get in trouble for the rocking out?
Did you have to sign a form of some type?
Did you bob your head to the rocking out? Do you have long hair? Did you get reprimanded for rocking out?
Yes.
Does it say on the form was caught rocking out?
TPS report or something, yeah.
Was caught rocking out on Thursday. Sent to office.
Initial warning, rocking out.
Two more rocking outs and you are rocking out of this company, mister.
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
Empty your pockets, someone will escort you immediately.
That's right, we'll send your stuff in a box later. Dudes, just thought you might be interested to know that on my trip to Southeast Asia, Thailand, Cambodia, and Laos, I plan on spreading around some rant currency. Rantbot? I don't know what Rantbot is, but just for the fuck of it. Supposedly, most of Thailand and many parts of Cambodia are swarming with internet cafes, so maybe you'll get some more overseas listeners, and I might be able to Skype the show and relay some interesting stories. Oh, very cool. Though, for some reason, I seem to be banned from the IRC. Okay.
Oh, you probably made somebody mad.
That's right. Making people mad gets you banned.
And it wasn't me, so I don't know if it really counts.
Okay. Anyways, just thought it might be interest you guys. Well, if you're overseas, you won't be banned anymore, because they won't be banning that particular range. Stone Rhino. P.S. So whoever banned Stone Rhino... I don't know. Shame on you? I don't know.
Shame on you.
P.S. Interestingly enough, I'm leaving the day after the election, and I doubt it will be resolved anytime soon, so I may not know who won till I get back. Either way, it's probably a good time to get out of Dodge.
Oh, God. Yeah, go ahead.
So you
Keep
can take refuge in Thailand instead of the U.S. Huh?
Yeah, that's a safe place. Go get you a 12-year-old hooker and have a nice day.
That's right. Zaruth says, hey Sim, I wanted to say I'm really enjoying Rant Speak,
Lies,
and all the other radio shows that is on Rant Radio, and I listen to Rant Radio.
We're getting good at that.
Are we? Yeah, we almost timed it up within half a second, quarter of a second of each other. We almost got it.
Mm-hmm.
That is on Rant Radio, and I listen to Rant Radio nearly every day. Nearly. You're slacking. What's going on? Nearly every day.
Right, which day are you missing?
Yeah, hopefully it's not Sunday. Obviously not Sunday.
Send in your attendance report.
Yes, please check off the days where you are not listening and try better. Try harder. Try better. I sit now up here in Norway listening to the last part of season 3 of The After Now. And the last part scared me, chilled me, got goosebumps, felt like my spine got frozen, my hair getting gray.
Everybody says that, and they're not making it up, because it happened to me, too. It's fucking creepy.
Yeah, crazy. I'm not sure that I haven't read this one already, but it's new. It's brand new email. Anyway. So I'm listening to this last one, waiting for that to happen again. Plus, I'm waiting for Rantspeak. Anyways, awesome good work with the radio, and keep it up. Yours, Zaruth. P.S. Sorry for all the typos.
That's awesome.
Like, he's from Norway, and
he admits sorry for the typos, and you didn't even say anything about it.
No, and I think he only really made one spelling error, which is awesome. And
yeah.
This is a lot better than English-speaking people, and he's from Norway.
Mm-hmm.
So the news items are going to be a little weird and delayed, so if you can just bear with me here.
Yeah, this is going to be fun.
I say it's not too bad. Siblings convicted in first felony spam case. We're sending the spammers to jail. We finally did it. Siblings convicted. A brother and sister who sent junk email to millions of America Online customers, who deserved it, were convicted Wednesday in the nation's first felony prosecution of internet spam distributors. Jurors recommended that Jeremy Janes be sentenced to 9 years in prison. That's maybe a little harsh. And fined Jessica DeGroote $7,500 after convicting them of 3 counts each of sending emails with fraudulent and untraceable routing information. How did they find them if it was untraceable?
Something's not right here.
A third defendant, Richard Ratowski, 30, was acquitted of similar charges. The judge was still considering a motion from defense attorney to set aside the verdict and hear arguments on it a later date. Okay. He had said previously that he had reservations about allowing the case against DeGroote and Rutkowski to go to a jury. Oh, anyway.
That went well.
Yeah, that went really well. At the end it says, the Attorney General said, "Spam is a nuisance to millions of Americans, but is also a major problem for businesses large and small because thousands of unwanted emails create havoc as they attempt to conduct business."
I wouldn't say they create havoc.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that.
That's pushing a bit far, and possibly the 9 years in prison is
that's
also...
That's a bit much. I don't like spam, but I don't mind it that much.
Yeah.
You know, I can deal. I have a delete button. It's not a problem.
Yeah, I don't think they'd be actually a menace to society where they need to go to jail, or prison, in fact, here. Possibly lose all the money they earned, and find them a bit more money as well. And
find the crap out of them. You're not putting them in jail.
Yeah, that's what they're doing for, is financial gain. So if you're finding them, that would totally omit any gain plus more that they got from it.
Yeah.
But are they really a threat to society? They need to be locked up.
And it's going to cost more money because you put them in jail.
Exactly. It's kind of a backwards waste of money.
Yeah, it is.
The next one comes from Canada.com. As I wait for it to load.
Oh, God.
Patriot Act fights terror, not Canadian privacy rights, says U.S. Ambassador. The United States is willing to review a British Columbian report that concludes that the U.S. Patriot Act has the power to eyeball private information about Canadians, the U.S. Ambassador to Canada said. So, the Patriot Act is reaching across its borders and invading Canada. The U.S., like Canada, is concerned about protecting the privacy rights of its citizens, but when it comes to fighting terrorists, law enforcers need the tools to get the job done, he said.
That's true.
Salucci said the comments following Friday's release of a report by BC Privacy Commissioner, who concluded private information about Canadians could be viewed by U.S. authorities, despite Canadian attempts to thwart the probes. "We live in an age of terror," said Salucci in a telephone interview from Vancouver. "We have to make sure law enforcement can protect us while at the same time protect privacy rights." Let's see if this is actually talking about it. What this is talking about, I believe, is the information, health care information that is being shipped over to the U.S. to be processed. And any kind of information in the States can be looked at through the Patriot Act. Yeah, the Patriot Act. And that's a little disconcerting because, well, I don't really like my medical information being known by the U.S. government, and me never actually even finding out that the U.S. government looked at it.
Hell, I didn't even know you went to the doctor.
Not very regularly, but I have.
Okay.
So,
I've seen one before.
I know they exist. I've heard of doctors. Yes, I have turned off the seed for episode 8 because I have to do the show, and if I turned it on, you wouldn't be hearing me. You'd be hearing it, click, over.
Stop asking.
Yeah, you'll get it after the show.
You'll get it when we're done.
Well, everyone can catch up on
you waited 6 weeks. What's another hour and a half? Shut up.
Exactly. Next one, cancer-free designer babies get approval. People with inherited form of cancer have won the right to select embryos free from genes that might trigger the disease in future generations. Four couples affected by genetic form of bowel cancer will start the procedure by the end of the year, after the government's fertility watchdog allowed a London clinic... Yes, this is from Britain. To screen IVF, of course, embryos for the disorder. One of the patients, a 35-year-old accountant from Bristol, said, "We're overjoyed that this be given the chance not only to do as much as possible to make sure our children don't have this gene, but to stop them from passing it on." The ruling by the Human Fertilization and Embryology Authority deepens the controversy over designer babies. It sets a precedent that it will allow doctors to cherry-pick embryos from a much wider range of traits than at present. Applications to extend the procedure are expected within months.
So this is creepy.
Isn't that a little creepy? Are we getting into the Nazi era of breeding out certain looks, races, hair color, eye colors, heights?
It's even I, who could possibly be quote unquote fixed by stem cell research,
yes.
I'm a little scared of it. You know, because we live in this age, like, you know, where we're all like scared of bodily fluids, but yet it's okay to, like, here, we'll inject the building blocks of life into you from someone else.
Yeah,
it's like, okay,
so
sure.
So if you wanted children, would you want to have the choice to not pass on certain traits of yourself to your child?
No.
No, you would rather roll the dice and see what happens.
No. I mean, what I've got, my kids won't get.
Oh, okay.
So, I can't pass this on.
Oh, okay.
It's not a genetic thing. It's sort of like an aftermath kind of thing.
Oh, okay. So it happens after. And
yeah.
So I guess it's somewhat of a disease mm-hmm. that you don't catch. It's something that's just developed.
It occurs.
It just happens. Yeah. It just happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of a fence sitter for me, because, well, can people not choose their own destiny? Maybe this is the next evolution of people. Maybe this is what happens. Maybe we're going to be so inbred and so designered that this is how we breed ourselves out. By trying to prevent certain diseases, maybe we're inherently making more by choosing and picking them.
Yeah, but the problem is we're not, if we keep making perfect people, we're not going to have room on this planet for all of them.
That's true. There is an overpopulation problem, but...
Yeah.
But don't all people.
Yeah, there's places to go, but a lot of this planet's uninhabitable, so...
Like the water and the cold and the boiling hot areas?
Yeah, the water and the cold spots, you know. So,
yeah.
I can't see making perfect people. It might be, you know, interesting for a while, but if we keep it up, it's going to catch up to us eventually.
I think so. I think it might be a step backwards rather than a step forwards.
Yeah.
Beware of... This is off of the Register. I don't know if this is even interesting.
Oh, the Register. I'm sure it's a winner.
Yeah. Beware of Yahoo spam scam. Spammers are trying to con... What is that crap in the IRC there?
Yeah, what the hell is that?
That's a bit much to post in. Anyway, spammers are trying to con users into setting up email accounts. Oh, I know why I picked this. Setting up email accounts on their behalf via series of bogus emails. The email request, which claimed to help Yahoo prevent automated registrations, is actually attempting to dupe users into creating fresh email accounts for spammers. Last year's Yahoo began using technology to block the computerized creation of webmail accounts. Rather than manually create new accounts themselves, spammers would have found a way to con ordinary computers using users into assisting them. So what the way you have to sign up for emails now is you see this graphic on your screen and you have to type in the really odd looking characters out of this graphic to sign up.
Okay, I've seen those, yeah.
And this prevents computers from automatically doing it because people used to sign up all the time constantly and get accounts to spam out. So what these people
right.
are doing is using spam to spam. They send out spam to people and say, oh, verify your account. Go here and type this code. And what they're actually doing is signing up email addresses for the spammers themselves, which is absolutely
That's
brilliant.
That's great.
It's absolutely brilliant. That's so funny.
That's very smart.
Yeah, it is actually incredibly smart. But anybody who just clicks on links in their email and randomly types in stuff without verifying, well, kind of...
Every story we do about webmail, I say the exact same thing. Webmail sucks. Webmail just fucking sucks.
Yeah,
I hate it.
It blows chunks quite a lot. I guess it's there for convenience sake, but I don't rely on it at all. That's for sure.
No.
And we will wait. Okay, China closes down 1,600 internet cafes in a crackdown.
A crackdown.
Yeah.
Whatever did they do?
They found stuff they weren't supposed to find in the internet. Maybe even rants websites.
Oh, no.
China shut down 1,600 internet cafes between February and August, imposing $12 million worth of fines for allowing children to play violent or adult-only games and other violations, state media said. Of the 1.8 million internet bars inspected, holy crap, that's a lot of internet.
They have
bars.
That many? Holy crap.
That's so many.
Of course, they got a billion people, too.
Yeah, so. I guess it all works out. That's one internet bar per thousand person. Thousand people. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
18,000 of them were ordered to stop operating for rectification. Wow.
That sounds like something out of a movie.
Yeah, it does.
Come be rectified.
We must rectify this situation of this.
All right.
Xinhua News Agency quoted Deputy Director of the Culture Ministry's Market Department is saying, porn, gambling, violence, and other similar problems have adversely affected the healthy development of the internet in China. Yeah.
Okay, the words healthy and internet don't go together, okay?
No, it's totally not healthy.
The internet is the electronic cesspool of the planet, and I know this because I'm on it all the time.
That's right.
It's awful.
And you get what you put into the internet as well, so...
Yeah.
The crackdown comes amid nationwide push to limit violence and pornography on the internet that has seen the government shut down hundreds of websites it deemed unsavory. China has some 87 million internet users, so wow, that's one per 80 people, actually. Now it's cut down to. Over 50% of whom are under 24 and approximately 18% are minors. So what I'm guessing is that all the internet users in China actually use the internet at these cafes and don't have computers at home.
At home,
or connections
yeah.
at home is probably why they can support all these internet users. That's a lot.
That's probably why. That's a lot.
Wow.
I didn't think we have an internet cafe here where I live at all.
They're very far and few between, really. I had to struggle finding them in Europe, but
it's not a sound business venture. That's why you don't see a lot of them over here.
Yeah, it's really tough to operate.
It's really not.
I guess in China, if you want to open one up, that's the place to go. Just keep the porn off the computers there.
There's no money in it here.
Not at all. Everyone has broadband and everyone has computers here. Why would anybody go to an internet cafe?
Mm-hmm.
Except maybe at like touristy areas or airports and stuff like that where people just hang around and wait all the time.
Right.
Vancouver Group hands out crack pipes. Seeks funding. A support group.
Yay, socialism.
Woohoo! A support group for drug users has distributed hundreds of free crack pipes, an initiative they have said will help slow the spread of disease among drug users. The Vancouver Area Network of Drug Users, VANDU.
that's I'm just amazed something like that even exists.
Yeah. Handed out 500 crack kits on Friday. And organizers plan to hand out hundreds more in the coming days, said network president Rob Morgan on Sunday. It's the same way as handing out needles. These kits advance
yeah.
harm reduction and prevent the spread of HIV and hepatitis C.
Through crack? You smoke crack.
Yeah, maybe the hepatitis C or on the mouth or something. But
maybe, but how the hell would you get HIV from smoking crack?
That's a tough one, yeah.
That's, okay, nothing says drug control like an enabler. I'm here to help you, have some crack.
Well, they don't give out the crack.
Do you feel good about, make it easy. That's like giving somebody a toolkit, to just do things they shouldn't do. Here's a gun in case you want to kill somebody.
Well, yeah, that's one point of view, yeah.
I didn't give them the bullet, because those are cheap.
Well, they're not handing them out to on the streets like, hey, want to try some crack? Want to try some crack? Mm-hmm. These are people who actually use the crack itself.
Well, that'll help them get off of it.
Well, they're doing it anyway, right? That's the issue here. They're doing it anyway. Why not give them safe places to do it and safe materials to do it with, and maybe try and convince them to get off of it at the same time? Each kit contains a glass pipe, mouthpieces, condoms, alcohol swabs, matches, and smoking instructions.
A manual.
In case they're doing it wrong, you know, you could smoke crack wrong and not get the full enjoyment out of it.
I suppose. Or your heart could explode, you know.
That's right.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's just funny.
The best thing is their name, the Rock Users Group. Spearheaded the project and has been lobbying for crack smoking rooms to be included in the city's controversial safe injection sites, the first of its kind in North America.
So wow.
That's pretty interesting, eh?
That's out there.
I'm all for it. And obviously you are not all for it.
Well, I mean, I understand, you know, like giving up clean needles and stuff. I get that.
Yeah.
I don't like it, but I get that. You know, the whole HIV thing, I get that.
Yeah.
But this is crack, okay? it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
It's just fucking weird.
It is weird. But there's two schools of thought. It's like, if they're doing it, might as well help them. Do it the safe way. Or the other school of thought is, it's not happening here. Let's just shove it under the rug, and they should really just stop doing that, or let's push them to another part of town or something.
I mean, if you're going to do
something
useful, or
throw them in jail.
If you're going to do something useful, give Cheetos to the pot smokers. There you go.
There you go. That'll help them out.
That's helpful. You know, feeding world hunger,
or at least pot hunger.
Yeah, which gets bigger and bigger by the day, apparently, but. Yeah, that's my opinion. I just find that very strange.
So it's time to open the phone lines now and see what everyone has to say and see how long they can delay the release of Patrolling 8. So if you want to phone in, just tell me both of your names on Skype, your real name and your nickname, because otherwise I won't find you. And then let us know that you want us to talk to you. Let's see who wants to talk right now. Richard wants to talk. So let's call Richard.
Oh, boy.
Is it working? Yes, it is working. Wow. It's like giving me errors every time I touch something on Skype. Richard?
What? Why'd you call me?
Why'd I call you?
Yeah.
Were you asleep?
I fell asleep.
Oh, well, didn't you say call me? I'll co-host.
I said that when I'm not here. Smoke.
Okay, you don't want us to talk to you.
I want Patrolling Episode 8, and if anyone calls in after me, I'll kill them.
and that is the official word from Richard, and he's really.
Well, I'm hanging up, calling back then, just to piss you off.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see who else wants to talk. Resonant wants to talk. And his name is there. Oh, Jesus, this Skype has pissed me off. Just one second.
Uh-huh.
There we go.
Wow, that was a long, loud ring.
Was it? Maybe you got to turn your volume down there, eh?
Yeah, one sec. I cheat using Winamp. I turn the volume way down on Winamp so I can do other things.
Okay.
So, anyways, in reference to that, What the Bleep Do We Know, which was the name of the movie you were talking about earlier.
Correct, yes.
I had a number of people tell me that it was a good movie to go see.
Yeah.
And I actually got offered extra credit in one of my classes to go see it.
Oh,
which
wow.
He's yet to give me, by the way. I went and saw it. And I live near Sacramento, which is the capital of California, which is a major city.
Okay.
Major cities suck. Major cities have one-way streets and no parking. And I don't normally go to Sacramento, so I ended up driving around for 45 minutes, trying to find a place to park.
Yeah.
Almost got hit, like, my fault almost got hit, like, 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
So I ended up parking at a place. I spent more money parking than I did on the movie. Right?
Oh, wow.
That pissed me off. So I went in and I watched the movie, and I was surrounded by people. I was the youngest person in the theater.
Yeah.
So that kind of sucked.
That's creepy.
So I watched it, and I was actually entertained by it. I guess I'll give a quick intro on it. It goes into a lot of basic theories about, like, quantum physics and how they apply to perspective and, you know, how that all applies to human consciousness, et cetera, et cetera. The problem with it is that it never went into detail on any specific thing. I thought that was, like, the major problem. I don't know how you felt today.
I felt a bit empty on it. It really just skimmed over an overview, lots of catchphrases thrown around.
Well, you must have felt empty on it because you didn't even remember the name of the movie.
Yeah, it was poorly put together. It was jumping all over the place. The threads holding it together were very poor. It felt like it was ending for 45 minutes at the end. It was like wrapping up. Oh, it was just a very poor documentary. Probably one of the worst I've seen. It was very interesting in the subject matter. They just didn't really embrace it, and they really dumbed it down for the audience. And the acting was just awful.
Isn't it weird how interesting often means it sucks?
Yeah. Oh, that was interesting, yeah.
Weird. Well, yeah. It's kind of a way to go, well, it could have been good.
Yeah, it could have been.
They screwed it up.
It could have been very good, and I'm sure those people that they interviewed really did go into quite a bit of detail.
Mm-hmm.
And
I wonder how much happened with Sean on that.
I try and keep as much intact as possible, and that's why I always go over the time limit that I give on myself. I try and keep it under 30 minutes, but this one's 35 minutes yet again.
Oh, 35.
But
yeah.
Some of the finer points do get edited out, but they are just stuff that is really not necessary, and I do have to cut out some stuff where it just keeps going and going and going.
Yeah. One of the things that I did notice when I watched What the Bleep Do We Know, I made mental notes of all the things that I thought were really cool, in particular the water molecule thing.
Yeah.
And I came home and I researched it. And I'm not sure whether to believe that or to just think that's complete, like, some guy was smoking crack one day and decided to take photographs and doctor him up.
I think he was smoking the crack.
I'm willing to go that direction because I looked it up and I found some websites, but when you see it, that many poorly developed websites, nobody was willing to spend money on a decent website. Nobody was even willing to spend the time to make a website that actually worked for that particular thing. And I'm thinking, you know what, if they made a discovery of that magnitude, someone would have latched on with something better than, you know, bad frames.
For people not knowing what we're actually talking about is that they were saying that the mind can influence outside perspectives on things and even influence what they look like or act. And somebody was thinking negative or positive thoughts about a water molecule, and they took pictures of it, and the good thoughts made it into a very symmetrical frozen ice kind of crystal. And the bad thoughts made it all jumbled, and it just looked like a hokey thing, and I totally doubted the whole thing, and I thought it was just part of the drama.
Yeah, it was actually funny, too. I noticed that they said that what they would do is they would write it in Japanese on the label and kind of assume that that was what did it. But what if I was to write it in English on a water bottle? Would it have the same effect? Does language affect it, or is it the act of writing on it? It didn't make any sense to me.
Well,
I couldn't find anything to truly validate it. So
yeah, they were proposing that language really doesn't have come into it, and our perspective doesn't even come into it. It's just thoughts and the way we look at things and react to them and emotional states and stuff like that.
Yeah, so that's kind
you're
of...
You're typing.
I was disappointed.
Pay attention. I hear somebody typing.
What,
anyway.
Me?
No,
I lost interest yesterday.
Okay, this might be a bit boring for people who haven't seen
it. Have you seen
it
yet?
Smokey's
I kind of recommend seeing it. Kind of dumb. Anyways,
it?
People are like planning to kill me. So
yeah,
I don't get to leave the house. What are you talking about? Have I seen it? I'm like tethered to the floor. I don't get to go anywhere.
Yeah, Smokey eats out of a dog food dish. He's not allowed to leave his room.
That's pretty much it.
What? Thank you for calling. We shall move on.
Oh,
unless
no
you
problem.
Have something else to say.
Later, guys.
Okay, bye-bye.
I think that's it for this week.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, let's see who else wants to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I thought that might have been a bit dry for people who have no idea what we're talking about.
I'm suddenly older.
I want those minutes back.
Yeah.
Stabbing at me with little knives.
I want lots of minutes back.
Under development is something called WogWorld.com.
Oh, good.
And it's Wog-World.com, and it's a... I can't remember who's putting it together, but I'm sure somebody will remind me quite quickly. And it's going to be a discussion, mostly it was primed by discussion about Kit that Sean was talking about in patrolling, and mm-hmm. people trying to find good places for Kit in their area, and trading Kit, and stuff like that. So that's what the website is primarily about, as far as I know. And if you want more details, you can go to the forums and go to the patrolling forum, or you can go into the WOG room, and it's just WOG in the other side servers. If people want to find out more about that, somebody.
Yeah, we need more websites because we don't have enough.
Yeah, this is not something that I'm associated with or Rant is associated with, so that I just don't need any more websites. So they are doing that on their own. Because if it turns out to be something really, really cool, I'll link to it. But
That's fine. I was just saying, it's like, ooh, another new website. Cool.
Yeah, tons of websites.
I mean, look at the ones we've got. So, my communication goes no further than email. I don't need to even look at the websites. Just when I bug you to put something on them.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it. Yeah.
Oh, there's too many. It's so crazy. Pinion, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. I'm always happy when I get another episode done because it's such a chore. It takes so long to get these done and just get in the right mindset to do them.
You love it.
Shut up. I love it when they're done and I'm finished and I can be proud of what I've done and I get good reactions from it. But doing it is a chore. But I do enjoy editing them and making them work out. And I didn't go so harsh on the editing this time.
Hey, I wasn't the only one that said that, so don't be climbing on me.
It's all spurned on by you. You're the first one I heard it from, and then everyone's like, oh, yeah, I guess so.
Well, I'm trying to help, man.
So I didn't edit it like crazy, and actually it makes it less work for me to not really go nuts on it. Anyway, Pinion, you're calling in, and we have to pay attention to you for a bit here.
I was just reminding everybody about the Halo 2 launch.
Oh, wonderful. Tell us about the bees. Tell us about the bees, please, Pinion. Please.
No, screw the bees, dude. Screw the bees.
Oh, God.
That thing's
I'm
going
to strangle you.
What?
Because you do this to me every week.
No, but it's about Halo 2.
I'm going to
No, it's about Halo 2.
It's not a game show. Stop advertising for Halo 2 on our show. It's totally
Hey, man, it's the biggest thing this week. It'll be the biggest news story this week, I guarantee you. Slashdot has stuff about the Assault on Fallujah, and then above it is Halo 2.
Okay, and that shows you how much in touch with reality they are, okay? Right now we're bombing a major city in Iraq, and you're talking to me about a fucking video game. God damn it.
Okay, we're hanging up on you just because of that. Oh, God. Why?
I mean, I like the guy. I do.
I do. He's great.
I don't
just get him off.
I don't understand.
Get him off the Halo 2, and he's great. We liked his phone calls.
It.
Yeah. Remember back when he didn't talk about Halo 2?
Hello.
No.
Purden. Purden, how are you doing? Sorry, Smokey, for all the weird jumping in calls, but I have to do it this way.
No. This is awful. Right? This is awful because you went from that to this.
Bad to worse.
I'm having a horrible 2 or 3 days, and you're just making it worse.
That to worse.
Oh, Purden, we love you. We want to run to Poco and wrap our arms around you. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived.
Actually, I had to run home from work.
Both of us
to
get the job done.
You had to run home from work, Purden?
Yes, because my shift ends at 10:30.
Oh.
So I had to run down the street back to my house to listen to Rand speak.
Oh, well, lucky we go long every week, eh? So you missed the first part where we talked...
Pretty good hour anyway.
Yeah, you missed the first part where we talked exclusively about you and your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know why you like my mom, but...
We don't.
Whatever.
She just never showed up.
we don't like your mom. She dissed
us. It's not my fault. She fell asleep.
Yeah, she totally dissed us.
Well, you let us down, man.
I will never forgive you, ever.
Nope.
So tell us all about what happened to Purden this week. Purden.
I hate the public.
You hate the public? You have to deal with them every day? Tell us how much you hate the gas-guzzling public.
Okay. This lady walks in a couple of days ago, and she turns to me, and she goes, "Why isn't your gas pump working?" And I go, "Well, you have to lift up the lever to make it start so I can authorize it." She goes, "Well, you should post a sign." Now, it's about... She's the first customer I've had since I worked there complained about how we work the pumps. Everyone else seems to know what to do. Now, I don't say anything to her, right? Because that's not as stupid as the next person. I had a person complain how the hose isn't straight. Like, the hose was all tangled up from the last person. And she was complaining how the hose was all tangled up in little circles. And how it's not straight enough.
That's awful.
And then I had a guy bitch me out about a penny.
Oh, we heard that one last week. We don't hear about the...
You told about last week. Get off. Get off the phone. You're done.
We don't want to hear about the penny. We heard the penny story.
No, people are bitching.
No, I guess penny ones daily, though.
Oh, the servers are lagging?
Well, then we don't need to hear the same story.
And then people bitch about
the
diesel and the gas price.
Well, they bitch to you about it? Maybe.
Yeah, because they think I'm the one who's doing it.
I've got an assignment for you, Purden. What you need to do is find out how the gas prices change every week. 20% every week, up and down. And it always goes up on the weekend and always goes down on Sunday or Monday.
Oh, I already know that.
How? Why? How can they do this? This is the only industry where they can change the prices of a consumable by 20% and not come under a federal investigation for fraud.
Oh, you talking about lately where it's going up and down by 20 cents?
Yeah, how can they do that? Do bread prices go up and down 20%?
Actually, it's because of the new... Well, as you know, the provincial tax has gone down, right? So it's still adjusting to that for some reason.
No,
that's why it's been
going
up 20 cents and going down.
It's done this every week for as long as I've been driving my car.
Well, yeah.
Oh,
that's because oil is a commodity.
Because
and it
the person above us has changed their gas price because there's some environmental laws or that's coming into play, or downsizing, or hiring new people that they need to change the price just by like 0.1 cent.
Yeah.
Right, to make sure everyone gets a profit. Then the people below them have to pay more for gas, so they have to raise their prices up. So the gas station managers have to raise their price so they can make a profit off that.
Well,
and also if one gas station gets robbed, they raise the gas price to get the profit back, but everyone else in the neighborhood for some reason changes their gas price to match the other guy's gas price, even if it's higher. It's just really, really, really weird how people work. Everyone has to make a profit in it, though.
Yep.
So that's the biggest deal.
So, well, we're going to let you go, Purden. Thanks for phoning in, though.
Yeah,
okay.
Bye.
Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye. 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 That didn't work out so well.
No, it didn't. He makes my attention span get shorter over a period of time.
He does to me, too. It's just...
Where I don't even remember my own name at a certain point.
It's bad. It gets really bad.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. Who do we want to phone now? We're going to phone Candy, and that'll be the last call.
Of course.
Because, well, this is sucking. Sucking. I don't know why it's so...
We are like on a losing streak of some sort.
I know. It's
everything's just going bad. I'm having a bad week again, and the show sucks. The show sucked last week, and it sucked the week before.
Candy, how are you doing?
I'm good. A lot better than last week.
Well, that's good. You're gonna
not in the bathroom.
Yeah, you're not in the bathroom. You're not across the room, and oh, it sounds a lot better. That's good.
Mm-hmm. I was cracking up when I listened to it again at the stuff that you guys were saying during it. Oh my god, I couldn't stop laughing.
Well, at least somebody thinks that
we're funny.
And then I
couldn't stop cringing when Kendall called in. That was just bad.
Are those guys your friends?
That scared me to death.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Are they your friends or do you just pretend to like them?
I know, you just pretend to like them.
There might be a little pretending in there.
Okay. So you said you're gonna sing for us this week or you have some songs for us?
Oh god. I'm so tired.
I guess not.
I don't know what to sing. Well, I was
Well, you could at least say,
but now I'm just dead.
Oh. That's
well, you know, you could say
I'm excited for Halo 2.
You could
two.
Say,
shut your mouth about Halo 2. Oh god. It's a big Halo 2
you could say,
advertising show here.
Yeah, I know. You could say thank you, Smokehouse.
Yes.
You could do that.
What did Smokey do for you?
I really could, and thank you so much. I have stickers, I have a picture, and I have a note.
Aww.
And I feel so damn cool.
Is it a picture of Smokey?
Thank you. Yes.
Yes, it is.
Did he sign it?
It's
together. On a little piece of paper.
Yes, I did. Yes.
Well, that's very special.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. And I was going to put like a little piece
cool
of like
thing.
Junk in it like you like to do, you know? And I have nothing.
You have no junk, no lying around stuff?
I have nothing. No, because I'm not like you. I throw things away, you know?
I have junk
and I have nothing of even remote value to give this girl. I mean even you once sent me some currency, you know, which is kind of cool or something like that. I have nothing.
Wow.
You know, I could have sent her a candy bar wrapper, but that's kind of lame.
Yeah, and be very gross if it
wasn't
completely cleaned or
exactly.
Anything. Little bits of chocolate left
yeah,
over
that's
on
true.
It.
Yeah, well, I know you have a note. Sim sends me notes, too, and they usually begin and end with bastard. But, you know, everybody gets notes, but I have no, like, crap to send.
I want more notes, okay?
It's just a shame.
Send me random notes.
Okay.
So get crap, and then send me a note with crap. I might
get in trouble if I repeatedly write notes and mail them to 16-year-old girls.
Yeah, I
think
that might be bad.
I don't know if I should do that.
Depending on what states both of you are in.
I don't know if I should do that often. But I appreciate the thought.
How about seldom?
Seldom. Once in a while. For special occasions.
And it'll be a secret.
Seldom.
Even though we're on live radio, it's a secret.
Yeah, it's a complete secret. No one will ever know.
Come on.
God, this station just so ruined me. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'll think about it.
No, you're not.
You know? I'm a very busy man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, No, I'm not.
I think we're lagging a little
Yeah,
bit.
We're lagging really, really, really incredibly bad, and everyone's complaining, so I think we're going to have to stop the show and stop the
that
call
so
and,
frightening.
And move on.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Okay.
Yeah, it's probably your fault, too, Tim. Okay.
Well, I look forward to patrolling.
Well, I'm glad you like your stickers. Okay.
And
I do.
It's like the worst overseas call ever. It's random bits. It's like IRC. It's like listening to the IRC. Injected people saying things here and there out of order. It's very quite funny.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Bouncy.
Okay, so thank you for phoning in or us phoning you, Candy, and we will let you go, and hopefully it'll be better next week.
Yes. All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you guys next week.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And she won't be able to reply to that, but I cut her off. And it may be even my Skype that's going
God,
on.
God, I hate my life. I do.
Yeah, it's all bad.
I'm just going to, like, go... Oh, I'm just going to go put my head in the oven right now. I can't deal with this crap anymore. I'm just losing my...
Well, I guarantee patrolling will be good for everyone, so if this show is sucking, just patrolling is a canned thing. It can't be bad, so there you go.
I just got a message from Pinion Blue. He said, I was going to move on to an article on Slashdot about dual air media, but you bastards cut me off. Well, you know what? You should have started there.
Yeah, that would have held our interest. Then you could have, like, said, Halo 2 at the end of your conversation. Then we wouldn't cut you
off. Yeah.
And we've complained to him, like, 3-4 weeks in a row about talking about Halo 2 and bees or whatever the hell that's about.
Yeah, I love bees or whatever the hell it was. I didn't even like that game all that much.
Uh-huh.
Which is another story altogether, but yeah, we know it's out there, dude.
Yeah, you...
All right? There's, like, commercials on the TV now. I see them every day.
Yeah, go tell it to our gaming shows on our station here. We do have them.
Yeah.
Please go seek
them out.
We got,
like, two of those.
Yeah.
So go talk to them.
And we are not one of them. Go help out their show. But if you want to talk about dual layer media, we're all about that. That sounds very cool. We're both interested in that, and so are our listeners, I'm sure.
Because I pirate stuff daily, so tell me all about it.
And I burn stuff I made onto it, yes. That's right.
At least I can be honest.
Which I actually do. That's the majority of what I put on DVDs, is stuff I made. And it gets all patrolling and SKTFM.TV, so.
Yeah. I won't lie. I'm like the king of rented movies. I tell you. It's getting out of control.
Do you rent them from the store, or do you take advantage of, like, those online swaps?
I have both. I have Netflix. Oh, wow. A friend got that for me.
Yeah.
And occasionally, if I have a little money and I want to, I go to the video store.
Oh, wow. You are an addict, eh?
So it's all... I have more DVDs than I've watched. Okay.
Wow.
And this doesn't even count like when my friends bring DVDs over for me.
Yeah.
So right now I'm getting on the average, I would say, 5 or 6 new DVDs a day. It's
whoa.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Well, movies are good to watch. They're interesting.
Yes, they are. It's partially your fault because you told me all about that program, which does an awesome job.
Oh, true. Yeah, it's perfect, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. So that's what I do a lot of time when I'm not doing rant radio stuff. Watching movies or making movies.
You'd be quite an authority on movies then, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I'm authority on media in general because I have more stuff than I would ever even watch. and like, I don't even have to like it. It's like, want this DVD? Sure, I'll take it.
Yeah, why would you turn it down, right? Your room must be just filled with media. Filled.
Well... Yeah, it was really bad before I got the DVD burner. It was really bad.
All on CDs.
Yeah, and now, because the underneath my bed, the entire thing was, like, packed with CDs.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's just as bad as me with videotapes in my closet.
Well, you've got the closet. I don't have that.
That's right.
I have like, DVDs lined up against the wall, and I don't even have room to put a shelf in here.
Yeah, it's not dirty magazines under your bed. It's
no, we don't.
CDs,
we don't
DVDs.
Need those anymore.
No,
we have the internet.
Those are long gone. So we're gonna end this abortion of a show again, and get on to the good stuff, what everybody's waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna read out all the people that have hung around even more so than at the beginning of the show, which is good. Gypcat, Speaker, Spyco, Slacker, Crano, Arcane Surge, Methos, one of many. Lizard, Desert Runner, Death Star, Pinion Blue.
Who's still complaining?
Who's still complaining about us hanging
like,
up on him?
Yeah, I'm adding substance to your show. Okay.
Not this week you weren't, but you tried, but you got cut off because you weren't at the beginning. Try again next week. Candy and Cobra, and I think, and Perdon quit. Aw.
Oh.
maybe feels bad. Oh. Okay.
That's okay.
So say goodnight, and I'll say goodnight, and we'll play the outro, and we'll get on to the good stuff, patrolling, and we'll put the links in there, and you guys can go hard. So,
good night.
And good night from me, arrivederci, until next week.
Bye bye.
I have a feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up. You know that feeling that the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. You think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight, and it feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No else is using it, and the price is right.